请我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们进行下午的祷告会。我们一起唱诗264首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue into our prayer session. Let's sing hymn 264.
很多时候比较大的孩子不愿意让比较小的孩子跟着他们。
And many times the older children don't like to have the younger children follow them.
因为这小比较小的孩子他常常动作比较慢。
And often this is because the younger children they're very slow.
这个比较小的小孩子有时候不会保守秘密，会跟父母亲无意当中告状。
And the younger children, they do not know how to keep the secret, and they unknowingly they tell their parents.
这个小孩子小小孩比较小的孩子常常有事没事就要哭。
And the younger children, although there is nothing wrong, they would cry.
所以大小孩通常不喜欢小小孩来跟着他们。
And so bigger children don't like to have little children follow them around.
所以闽南话有说这个爱哭又爱跟路。
And so in Taiwanese, there's they like to cry and they like to follow.
是最让人讨厌的。
And this is very despised by people.
那我们跟神 也是这样子。
And in our relationship with God, we are also like this.
好，我们人啊，常常有很多的愚昧啊，很多的软弱。
And as man, we have many weaknesses and foolishness.
啊，比如说神带以色列人出埃及。
For example, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们常常看到这些以色列人呢，又哭又闹。
And you see that these Israelites, they like to complain.
啊，没有感恩，还要埋怨神。
And they did not thank God, and they complain against God.
啊，但是神他愿意让我们来跟他同行。
But God is willing to let us walk with Him.
哦，他不会像我们人呐，大小孩尽量的故意不让这个小小孩来跟。
And He is not like the bigger children who do not let the younger kids follow them.
哦，所以有时候这小小孩就会向我们告状啊，哥哥姐姐不让我跟。
And so the younger children would like to tell on their older siblings and say they do not, our older sisters don't let us follow them.
啊，但是这位伟大的神，他说他愿意跟我们同行。
But this wonderful God is willing to let us walk with Him.
哦，所以我们也要努力的来跟神同行。
And so we should work hard to walk along with God.
那我们如何来跟神同行
？And so how do we walk with God?
啊，其中有一个很重要的项目啊，就是祷告。
And one of the most important steps is to is through prayer.
啊，我甚至要说，跟神同行最重要的就是祷告。
And I would like to say the most important part of walking along with God is through prayer.
哦，那有几个原因，我说最重要的是祷告。
And there are a couple of reasons why I say this is the most important. 啊，
我们跟神同行最后的目的就是得救。
And the goal of walking along with God is to be saved.
哦，那一个要得救的人，祷告是绝对的必须。
And for a person to be saved, to pray is a necessity.
哦，没有一个基督徒说我很想得救，但是我不祷告。
And none of the Christians would say if I want to be saved, I will not pray.
那第二个啊，这个祷告的生活啊，是一个基督徒他应该有的一个记号。
And in Christian living, a life of prayer is the signature of a Christian.
哦，我们常常说我是信耶稣的。
And often we say I believe in Christ.
哦，我们常常说我是一个基督徒。
And often we say I'm Christian.
哦，但是我们有没有基督徒的记号
？But do we have this the mark of a Christian?
哦，我们有没有过着祷告的生活？
And do we live a life of prayer?
哦，别人知不知道我们很看重祷告
？And do other people know that we value prayer?
哦，别人有事情的时候，他会不会请求我们说，请你帮我祷告
？And when our friends encounter problems, do they ask us to pray for them?
哦，如果我们是过着祷告的生活
，And if we live a life of prayer,
哦，我们一定在信仰上会有很多的体验体会。
Then in our journey of faith, then we have much experiences.
别人一定知道我们是一个有体验的基督徒。
And other people will know that we are an experienced Christian.
别人一定知道我们的祷告是很有功效的。
And other people will know that through our prayers it is effective.
所以当别人有那不能解决的问题，一定会找我们说，请你帮我祷告。
And when our friends face problems that they cannot solve, they would ask us to pray for them.
但是为什么我要强调祷告？第三个就是。这祷告也常常是最容易被我们忽略的。
And why do I mention prayer? Third reason is because oftentimes we neglect this.
啊，因为我们生活当中有很多的，排满了很多的事情。
Because our life is filled with many things.
啊，那最常被我们把它忽略掉的就是最重要的事情。
And the one that we neglect the most is the most important one.
啊，因为你如果上班迟到了，老板会警告你。
Because if you're late for work, your boss will warn you.
哦，你工作不努力的话，老板也会警告你。
And if you do not work hard at work, then your boss will also warn you.
哦，但是神，他不当我们的老板。
But God is not like our boss.
哦，他当我们的神，他当我们的父亲。
And he is a father and a God.
哦，所以啊，我们没有祷告啊，神通常也不会马上的啊来指责我们。
And so if we do not pray, God will not immediately come and tell us.
哦，所以我们最容易牺牲掉的时间就是祷告。
And the one that we neglect the most is prayer.
哦， 为什么祷告是最重要的？因为在圣经里头有很多有关祷告的勉励。
And why is it that prayer is so important? It is because in the Bible there are many teachings regarding prayer.
从旧约一直到新约，充满着很多对祷告的勉励。
And from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there are many teachings regarding prayer.
这些先知、使徒，甚至主耶稣，对我们都有很多祷告的勉励。
And the prophets and the apostles and even Lord Jesus Christ, there are many teachings regarding prayer for us.
所以祷告是最重要的。
And so prayer is the most important.
那在信仰的追求里头，我们也知道一个很重要的项目，就是追求圣洁。
And in our pursuit of faith, in our the keeping purity is the most important part.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
所以神对人的要求最基本的就是圣洁。
So God's basic requirement for man is to keep pure.
那为什么祷告那么重要？
And why is prayer so important?
祷告就是让我们达到圣洁的一个秘诀。
And prayer is a secret method for us to reach purity.
那再来这个，我们都知道啊，我们要坚持的走在这一条信仰的道路上。
And we know that we need to be determined to walk this journey of faith.
但是我们看到我们周遭，甚至有时候我们自己，有时候会偏离正道。
But we see that the people around us and even ourselves, we would go awry.
那偏离的道理的，当然有很多原因。
And while going in the wrong way, there are many reasons why.
那其中一个最大的原因就是忽略祷告。
And one of the most biggest reasons is because we neglect prayer.
所以如果我们要好好的走在信仰的道路上面，我们必须要祷告。
And if we want to walk this journey of faith, then it is necessary that we pray.
那再来啊，这个啊，我们。活着，我们总是希望活得很开心，很喜乐。
And living in this world, we hope that we can live happily and joyfully.
那祷告啊，是能够确定我们能够拥有一个喜乐、开心的生活。
And through prayer, it will assure us that we will live a life full of joy and happiness.
因为在祷告里头。我们能够去领受到神的爱。
Because in our prayer we can experience the love from God.
在祷告里头，我们可以看到神给我们的这个指引跟亮光。
And through our prayers we can see the guidance coming from God.
在这个祷告里头让我们体验到这个跟我们同在。
And in our prayers, we can see the abundance of God with us.
所以很多时候我们信仰的体验就是从这个祷告来的。
And oftentimes our experiences in faith comes from prayer.
有一个姐妹，她在慕道的时候她曾经对神做过这样的一个请求。
And so there's a sister before she came to believe, she made a request of God.
她参加聚会，她从弟兄姐妹领受了很多的关心跟爱。
And she would come to service and she received much love from brothers and sisters.
她也从听道理当中从道理里头得到了很多的造就跟力量。
And she also received much encouragement and strength from the sermons.
但是在有一段时间她觉得她生活得很不快乐。
But there was a period of time that she felt that she was not happy.
她还是有很多的有一些很严重的问题困扰着她。
And she still had a lot of severe problems bothering her.
虽然她已经来到教会，虽然她已经有这么多的领受，但是她觉得她快乐不起来。
And even though she was coming to church and she was receiving so much, she still felt that she was unhappy.
真的，有时候人就是在那一线之差。就差那么一点点。
And many times it is just at this point when you're lacking just a little bit.
那怎么去突破？就一直没有办法突破。
And she had no way of breaking through it.
她也觉得说，我应该像弟兄姐妹这样子，靠着在主耶稣基督里头有喜乐。
And she felt, she thought to herself that I should be happy through these brothers and sisters.
虽然她还没有受洗，但是她已经下定决心，我要信主。
And even though she had not been baptized yet, she was determined to come to believe.
那爱人的神也应该知道我是属于他的，我是在他里面。
And God should know that I belong to him and I should be here.
但是很奇怪，她就觉得我怎么一点点快乐都没有。
But she kept thinking that she was still unhappy.
所以就在一次的祷告里头啊，她不求别的，她就求神说，你就给我一点点的快乐。
And so in one prayer, she didn't ask for anything except for just a little bit of happiness.
有时候人真的很可怜。
And sometimes man is very pitiful.
真的我们不敢多求。
And we don't dare to ask for more.
我们真的可怜到说，你给我一点点就好。
And we're pitiful to the point where we only ask for just a little bit.
就好像那个财主啊，在阴间里头，他说，拉撒路用手指头沾一点水来凉凉我的舌头，我就很满足了。
And just like the rich man who is in hell, and he said, just from the fingertips of Lazarus, and I will be happy.
所以这个姐妹啊，她说，只要一点点快乐就好。
And so this sister said, just a little bit of happiness, and I will be okay.
神是怜悯的神。
And God is very merciful.
真的，常常我们从祷告里头来得到神的安慰，神的力量。
And oftentimes through prayer, we receive the comfort and strength from God.
那就在祷告的当中，她就看了异象。
And so in her prayer, she saw a vision.
在那个异象里头，她就开始觉得心里很欢喜。
In that vision, she felt that she was becoming very joyful.
哇，不是一点点的欢喜啊，是真的很高兴。
And it wasn't just a little bit, but bountiful.
哇，她说哇，神真的这么奇妙，这么伟大。
And she felt that God was very miraculous and very mighty.
好，我只求一点点的快乐，他给我这么大的喜乐。
And I only asked for just a little bit, but He gives me so much more.
所以祷告完了，她的面容都改变了。
And after that prayer, her whole face changed.
所以。祷告也是我们得到喜乐的一个秘诀。
And so prayer is a method for us to receive happiness.
我记得好几年前我在这里帮助灵恩会。
And I remember many years ago when I was here helping out with spiritual competition.
有一个姐妹啊，她在早祷会之后，她这个向传道人来跟我们分享一件事情。
And there was a sister after the morning prayer, she came and shared with the pastors.
她说那一段时间她很软弱。
And she said during that period of time, she was very weak.
所以她也很少参加聚会。
And so she didn't go and attend service often.
但是在福建的父母亲很关心她的信仰。
But her parents were very concerned about her faith.
虽然你的生活遇到很多困难，但是啊，你不要离开神。不要离开教会。
And even though you're encountering many sufferings and difficulties, do not leave God.
结果就在灵恩会的星期天的前一天，她跟家里通电话。
And so it was the day before Holy Communion that she called her parents.
这个父母亲知道说我们纽约教会在办灵恩会，就鼓励她说：“你今天无论如何。”你一定要去参加灵恩会。
And her parents were aware that there was spiritual convocation going on, and they encouraged her to go and attend.
你一定要一大早就去参加早上的祷告会。
And they said to go and attend early in the morning for the morning prayer.
那所以她就应该是没有吃早餐，她就赶来教会了。
And so she did not eat breakfast that day, and she came to church.
她就赶上了早上的祷告会。
And she was able to make it to the morning prayer.
他参加这个早上祷告会，他到前面来祷告。
So she came forward to the morning prayer and prayed in the front.
在祷告当中，他就看到一个异象。
And in her prayer, she saw a vision.
他说看到一个荣光，或者我没有记得很清楚，荣光或者是一个宝座。
And so she saw sort of like a throne.
那在很远的地方。
And it was very far away.
那他觉得说。那一条路是这样子的，前面很窄，然后越来越大。
And she felt, and she said that the road in the beginning was very narrow, but it opened up.
我们也曾经在很直的道路上面也看过 越远的地方是越窄。
And oftentimes when you look at a road, the farther it is, the narrower it is.
哦，是人的视觉的一个自然的现象，越远就越窄，到最后好像只剩下一点。
And this is just a perception of the eyes.
哦，但是他所看的是那个在远远的宝座，那个路是越来越大。
But what she saw was that the throne that was far away, the road opened up more.
哦，啊，他的内心呢，也就开始觉得很感动。
And in our heart, she was very touched.
哇，原来神还要我，神还爱我。
And that God still loves me.
哦，其实神从来没有放弃我们任何一个人。
And God has never abandoned any one of us.
哦，常常是我们自我放弃。
But rather, it is that we often give up on God.
那他从这个意象里头，他自己也领悟出来。
And from this vision, she also got something.
哦，前面的路是很窄的。
The road in front of us is very narrow.
哦，所以是的，我的眼前有很多的困难。
And there, in front of us, there may be many difficulties.
哦，但是我如果靠着主，我走过去。
But if I rely on God and I walk through it,
哦，我就会越靠近那个宝座。
Then I will be closer to this throne.
哦，而且那个路会越来越宽广。
And the road will become more wider and wider.
哦，所以我要努力。
And so I must work hard.
好，哦，我要再提起精神。
And I must pick up my alertness.
好，哦，我要求主帮助啊，让我的这个信仰能够恢复。
And through the help of God, I can restore my faith.
好，哦，所以那一个祷告。他真的很有收获。
And so she received much from that prayer.
那他说他本来因为生活的这种忙碌啊，他的胃是有点问题。
And so she said that because of her daily activities and was very busy, she had problems with her stomach.
哦，所以啊，事实上他通常不能够空着肚子，哦，他至少要吃一点东西。
As a result, she cannot have an empty stomach, and she must eat something.
哦，但是为了要赶上这个早祷会，所以她虽然她没有吃就来了。
But in order to make it on time for the morning prayer, she did not eat anything that day.
哦，但是感谢神，她不是故意的，所以她也没有觉得胃不舒服。
But thank God, she did not do it on purpose, and so she did not feel any pain.
啊，真的。与神同行最重要的就是祷告。
And so truly to walk with God, it is really important that we pray.
哦，所以我们不要为给自己啊找理由说啊我没有时间做祷告。
And so we should not find excuses for ourselves and say that we do not have time to pray.
哦，我们一定要很努力的去找时间来做祷告。
And we must work hard to find time to pray.
我们不要说我不晓得当怎么祷告。
And we should not say that I do not know how to pray.
主耶稣的门徒都请主耶稣说教我们怎么祷告。
And even the apostles of the Lord asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
所以我们也可以在祷告里头求主耶稣教导我们祷告。
And so through our prayers, we can ask God to teach us how to pray.
不要说我没有一个好的祷告的地方。
And do not say I do not have a good place to pray.
哦，其实随时随地的都可以做祷告。
And it doesn't matter where you are, but you can always pray.
哦，啊，当然我们能够找到一个好的地方来做祷告，那更好。
And of course, it is better to find a good place to pray.
我们都想要得着天国，得着永生。
And we all hope that we can reach heaven and reach eternal life.
哦，所以我们必须要。看重祷告，要过一个祷告啊，过着祷告的生活。
And so we need to know the importance of prayer and to live a life of prayer.
所以无论如何要祷告。
And so no matter what, you should always pray.
啊，这是我们常常互相勉励的话。
And this is always used for mutual encouragement.
哦，那谁最讨厌我们祷告
？And who does not like our prayers?
啊，这个撒旦最讨厌我们祷告。
And it is Satan that does not like our prayers.
哦，所以如果不祷告，不看重祷告，就是中了魔鬼的诡计。
And if we do not value prayer and we do not like prayer, then we have fallen into the trap of Satan.
那常常去想到神的爱，神的这个神的伟大，我们就会愿意祷告。
And if we often think about the mightiness of God, then we will want to pray.
那我们也常常求圣灵来帮助我们。
And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们的祷告不是流于形式。
So that our prayers is not just out of habit.
我们祷告啊，不是只是在尽我们对神的这个义务。
That it does not become just a duty to God.
这是我们很乐意的来跟神祷告。
But rather that we are very willing to pray to God.
因为祷告的本身就是一种对神的敬拜。
Because the embodiment of a prayer is to worship God.
神这么伟大，我们当然要敬拜他。
And God is so mighty, so of course we need to worship Him.
所以不要忽略了用祷告来敬拜，来敬拜神。
And so we should not neglect our prayer and use it to worship Him.
求神帮助我们。
And may God help us.
是很热切的来做祷告。
To fervently want to pray.
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter
5. 16节。
Verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
这里讲到，英文圣经讲到这个义人，他的那个fervent 那个热切的祷告。
And here it talks about the fervent prayer of a righteous man.
所以我们的祷告要热，要迫切。
And so our prayer should be fervent.
神是很迫切的要来赐福气给我们。
And God fervently wants to bestow blessings upon us.
神是很迫切的要来医治我们。
And God fervently wants to heal us.
但是我们的祷告有没有这样子的热切呢？
But does our prayers have this fervency?
再请看十七啊，这个十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
以利亚与我们一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不下雨，就三年六个月不下在地上。
17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
再来祷告除了热切之外，还要加上信心。
And aside from fervency, we also need to have faith.
这个以利亚先知，他相信神对他的应许。
And Prophet Elijah, he believed in the promise from God.
神说你祷告天就不下雨。
And God said, if you pray, then the sky will not open.
你再祷告天就下雨。
And if you pray again, it will rain again.
这是神给他的应许。
And this is a promise from God.
所以他相信他热切的祷告。神的应许就实现。
And he believed and he fervently prayed and God's promise appeared.
那再来，我们的祷告也要有所专注 ，focus.
And our prayers must have a focus.
有时候我们说，祷告还不简单，
and,
就跪下来就开始祷告。
And oftentimes we say prayer is very easy and you just kneel down to pray.
其实是的，祷告很简单，很容易。
And it is true that to pray is very easy.
那其实祷告其实也是一种很深的一个功课跟奥秘。
But also prayer is a very deep mystery.
怎样的祷告是有功效的祷告？ Yeah. 这就是一个很大的奥秘。
And what kind of a prayer is an effective prayer, and that is a mystery.
这个我们常常是没有什么准备，我们就做祷告。
And oftentimes we do not make any preparations and we go ahead and pray.
其实很多事情都要有准备的。
But in truth, many things we need to have preparations for it.
包括祷告也是需要做准备的。
And including prayer, and it needs to have preparations.
我们才能够在祷告里头，我们有所专注。
So that when we're praying, we can have a focus.
这个有瞎眼的人来求主耶稣。
And there was a blind man that came to see Lord Jesus.
主耶稣问他说：“要我为你做什么？”
And Jesus asked him, "What can I do for you?"
全能的主耶稣，他当然知道这个瞎眼的人他需要什么。
And the mighty Lord Jesus, of course, he knows what this blind man wants.
但是主耶稣刻意地问他，要我为你做什么？
But Jesus asked him still, what can I do for you?
他要这个人想清楚。
And he wants this person to be sure.
什么是你最重要的？
What he wants is, what is the most important thing?
他要这个人确定是我来求你医治我的眼睛。
He wants this person to be assured that it is he is the one that wants to ask God, Lord Jesus, to heal him.
你很不容易地来到我面前。
And it was not an easy task for you to come before me.
你不是随便求求。
And you cannot just randomly ask.
你是要有所专注的。
But rather you have to have a focus.
你有没有想清楚你需要什么？
Have you thought it through what you want?
你有没有想清楚什么是最重要的？
And have you thought about what is the most important?
那我们人啊是啊很容易健忘，再加上怀疑。
And as men, we like to make we have doubts and we are suspicious.
如果我们祷告没有准备。
And if we do not make any preparations in our prayers.
很多时候神是怜悯我们的，他就赐给我们，就怜悯我们的。
Oftentimes God is very merciful and he would just give it to us.
一开始我们还会感谢神。
And at first we may thank God.
久了之后有时候我们会怀疑说，是因为祷告的原因吗？
And after a while you will start to doubt and you will think is it truly through prayer?
我们可能自己就想出很多其他的原因。
And we may think of many other reasons why.
所以主耶稣要问说，要我为你做什么？
And so that is why Lord Jesus asked, "What can I do for you?"
让我们在得到的之后，我们清清楚楚的知道说，是的，透过我的祷告，神赐给我。
So that after we have received it, we have a clear understanding that it is through our prayers that we have received.
我们很讨厌那种忘恩的人，忘记恩典的人。
And so we just like people who forget about the grace that have been given to them.
我们常常也不是为了别人回报我们。
It isn't just because we want them to thank us.
但是至少你要记得，我曾经恩典给你过。
But at least you must remember what I have given you before.
因为这是人相处必须要有的态度。
Because this is a matter that you must have in interaction between people.
那更何况我们对神更不可以忘恩。
And especially towards God, we cannot forget the grace that has been given to us.
那神也知道我们的软弱。
And God knows our weaknesses.
所以他问我们说，要我为你做什么？
And so he would ask us, what can I do for you?
所以当我们从祷告里头得着恩典，我们要很确定的知道，是的，神听我的祷告，神爱我。
And after we have received a blessing from God and through our prayers, we must understand that God loves us.
那所以我们祷告要有所专注。
And so in our prayers, we must have a focus.
在祷告之前，我们已经想好了。
And before we pray, we have already thought it through.
在这个祷告里头，我的目标是什么？
That in this prayer, I have a goal.
我要为我的配偶祷告。
I want to pray for my spouse.
是我要为我的儿女祷告。
Or is it that I want to pray for my children?
我为我的父母祷告。
That I will pray for my parents.
我为我的事业祷告。
I will pray for my career.
我为教会的某一项圣工的发展祷告。
I will pray for a specific growth in church.
我们祷告要有目标。
And so in our prayers we must have a goal.
那在祷告的生活里头，也不要忽略了这个彼此的代祷。
And so in our life of prayer we cannot neglect mutual intercede for each other.
所以在刚才所读的雅各书五章十六节里头，说我们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
And so in James chapter 5 verse 16, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and to pray for one another.
如果我们有得罪了谁，我们求神赐给我们勇敢，去跟对方承认我们的不对。
And if we have wronged against other people, then we need to ask God to give us the courage so that we can go and apologize.
那我们也应该有这样的一个宽广的心，来接受别人的认错。
And we must have an open heart so that we can accept other people when they apologize to us.
那再来就是彼此的代求。
And following this is to intercede for one another.
无论是犯错的一方或者被得罪的一方，我们都需要得到医治。
And it doesn't matter if you're the party that is wronged or the party that has wronged someone else, we must also be to help each other.
哦，所以我们要用互相代祷来帮助对方。
And so we pray for each other so we can help each other.
这样我们就都能够得到医治。
So that everybody can be healed.
我们再请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
十八节，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints.
那我们也要扩展我们的祷告范围啊。
We must open our prayers.
就是不是只是为了自己的祷告，也要为别人祷告。
And it is not just a prayer for ourselves, but also for other people.
那这也是跟神同行的一个很重要的重点。
And this is a very important part of walking with God.
因为主耶稣他现在正在为我们祷告。
Because the Lord Jesus is praying for us right now.
那我们跟他同行，所以我们也要常常为别人祷告。
And so because we walk with him.We also need to pray for other people.
那神这么的爱我们，我们也要在祷告当中来献上我们的感谢、我们的赞美。
And God loves us so much, and so we must also share and to praise Him.
我们要很在意我们的灵性有没有健康。
And we also need to care about our spiritual health.
我们如果给中医哈，东方的医生哈，这个中医常常会为我们。这个量脉搏和把脉。
And if we go see a Chinese medicine doctor, he would often measure our pulse.
从把脉，他就可以知道我们的身体状况。
And through the measuring of our pulse, he can just tell us our body condition.
那祷告可以测量我们的属灵的状况如何。
And through our prayers, we can measure how healthy our spirituality is.
一个很愿意祷告的人，他通常会是一个属灵健康、属灵这个健康的人。
And a person that is willing to pray, he is oftentimes spiritually healthy.
当我们疏懒于祷告，这就是一个信号，我们的灵性的健康有问题的。
And if we do not like to pray, then this is a clue that our spirituality is not very healthy.
那如何来让灵性健康？
And how do we have? How can we make sure that our spirituality is healthy?
就是要开始的时候，甚至强迫自己祷告。
Which is in the beginning, you must force yourself to pray.
当然，信仰不能够用强迫的。
And of course, you cannot force yourself in faith.
但是你如果知道这个苦药对你的身体健康有帮助，苦你还是要想办法的。
But if you know that this bitter medicine will be good for you, you will still find a method to drink this down.
同样的，祷告既然这么的重要，无论如何，我们要多祷告。
And likewise, prayer is so essential, and so no matter what, we need to pray.
如果那个药是对的，你把它这么苦，你把它喝进去了，你的身体就渐渐恢复。
And if this medicine is the right one for you, then you will drink it, and it will restore your body.
当下祷告对你来讲是这么的困难。但是去祷告了，灵性就恢复了。
And even though prayer is such a difficult task for you, and you pray, then your spirituality will be restored.
渐渐的，祷告不是一件苦差事，祷告是一种灵里头的享受。
And slowly, prayer will not be bitter, but rather an enjoyment in the spirit.
我们现在就一起来做祷告。
So let's all pray now.
主耶稣问我们要我为你做什么。
And Lord Jesus asks us, what can I do for you?
那我们要接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来站，跪在走道上。
So for those of you who want to receive laying of hands, you can come forward to pray.